Hi, I'm Remy from Slow Steve. I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Charlie and I play bass guitar and bass synths.
Hey, I'm Sarah and I play keyboard and I sing as well.
Well, I know a little bit about it because I played here two times with another band before that I don't play with anymore. But it's the first time we've like Slow Steve we're all very good friends, so we just want to have a fun time. We know how crazy it can be, but we're just lucky to be here, you know, so we're just gonna play some gigs and enjoy, you know. I guess already meeting you is like, it's already a success, you know. What we're just doing right now is actually kind of the purpose of the festival, I think. So I want to say that, like, we write music, we make music, and like we want to spread our music around, as small as it is, but like being here helps that, you know. It's like, so far we didn't like network that much because it's just Monday and we arrived yesterday, and you know, it's been pretty hectic already, but you know, you and I already is like, that's it, you know, that's the purpose. Well, we have our friends from the band Gurr from Germany. They're actually playing here tonight at the German House after Magic Island, which is also a very good friend. So we have like this whole Berlin scene we're very excited to see. And I would like to see the solo project of the guy from Oat, the Canadian band. And like his album is great, so I'd like to see him, but I'm not sure I can. I think we have another gig. And but man, there's so many bands. It's actually pretty, I don't know where to start actually. It's too much, like, it's a lot of bands, you know. Germany and Berlin is very famous for the techno scene. Like, a lot of very good techno and electro, but there's also a very good indie scene. It's a bit like, you gotta work more, you gotta like, find out, but actually there's a lot of good bands, and like, in Berlin there's so many great venues as well, like a lot of indie squats, indie places. So, I don't know, you know, from outside maybe it feels like there's nothing, but actually I can tell, there's a lot of great bands. They just don't all come to South By, I guess, you know, so. But that's cool. It's, Berlin is awesome, you know. So, and I'm French, so you know. Yeah.
Maybe the nice part about Berlin is that no one is from Germany, actually. Or, yeah. Oh. I am, but I'm a minority.
Well, I think like, from my vision of like, I mean, first I have to say I really like NPR in Berlin. It's very nice to have it because it's in English and it's very, you know, it's good to have an alternative. But also, that's the answer with like public radio. They can offer an alternative, you know. If they're like state-funded, they don't have like the pressure to like support mainstream, or like they don't, you know, in France at least, and in Germany as well, like they can do whatever they want for the worst and the best. And that's very important to like offer something different, you know. Like, you can't go always the same way and a massive way. So you need alternatives. And that's what I think. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we need both private, public, and so yeah, public is always good quality. I don't know, in France, public radio is the only radio I listen at, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And NPR is great. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.